She dug and put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, February 27th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a really strange ride, to be sure. You know, some of us grew up in this country not too long ago and were raised under the impression that this was the land of the free, the home of the brave. This was the, you know, greatest country on earth because it was a place where you could express yourself freely and uniquely, you know, under the First Amendment. Obviously, there is a certain amount of discretion that is supposed to be observed, because if you understand the words of the founders on which the First Amendment is predicated, words like those of Benjamin Franklin, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. You understand that? Obviously, that is sort of the umbrella under which freedom of speech exists. But with that said, we grew up believing that this was a unique bastion of freedom, this great American experiment, and there was nothing like it on earth. And you get a little bit further down the road, you kind of pay attention to what's going on. I mean, even the casual observer has to wonder what is happening in this latest round of nonsense in the wake of the Parkland, Florida incident, because to me, they're all incidents. What actually happened? And what actually happened is not as important, I think, as kind of our response to it and how we go forward. And so I'll touch on that in a little bit, because I think, you know, the question has been posed to me, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you hope to accomplish, Chris, by, you know, I mean, say you actually do find out exactly what happened, and maybe it is a hit team, and maybe Broward County Sheriff's Department was involved at some level, some folks there, and the FBI, of course, because, Chris, you keep mentioning Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, and Trevor Aronson's book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI, FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. You keep mentioning these things. Yes, I do, and I agree with Trevor Aronson when he says that the FBI, and he says after years of research, and he did look into the FBI sting operations and the DOJ prosecutions of folks, and he said after years of investigating that source material, Trevor Aronson said that he came to the conclusion that the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. And that's not a statement that he made lightly. So I keep mentioning these things, and people say, well, yeah, but what do you hope to accomplish by all of that? And honestly, what I hope to accomplish is the scrutiny, I think, that is being brought to bear with laser focus on the Broward County Sheriff's Department specifically, first and foremost. And I think it should ripple out from there. You know, the insanity of kids like David Hogg, the, you know, as the guys on the Hagman report say, attention hog. And he kind of is. I mean, that sounds like a Trumpism, doesn't it? Little Marco Rubio, little, you know. Anyway, Crooked Hillary. It sounds like a Trumpism, you know, attention hog. And that's what he's doing, you know, but he, David Hogg, operates like an Alinskyite, weather underground, social terrorist. Really, he does. He could, who knows, maybe they've kind of reinvented the weather underground down in Florida. And, you know, for all we know, David could be the point guy. Because that really is how they operate. But what I hope to accomplish is a greater focus, a greater scrutiny on malfeasance. That's all. And so, as I've said, those four columns, whether it's the establishment narrative or a drill or a hoax, as some folks will say, or high hop, help it happen on purpose, which seems, you know, it's hard not to at least come to that conclusion in the instance of whatever happened in Parkland, Florida on the 14th. And, you know, the fourth column being a drill that goes live with a patsy or a sheep dip patsy or some kind of patsy, or more than one patsy, as perhaps is the case in Parkland. You know, maybe Scott Peterson is a patsy too, that they can scapegoat and pin the sins of the Broward County Sheriff's office on him, send him out into the woods and tell him, you know, you've been discredited, no one will listen. And if you do try to come back and say, no, wait, it's not what you think, you might have an accident. So I wouldn't do that. I just go quietly into this good night, as everyone keeps, I mean, whatever. Anyway, which is kind of like, you know, carrying a copy of Catcher in the Rye around every time I hear that phrase. But anyway, maybe Scott Peterson is this Scott with one T is a patsy too, as I was pointing out yesterday. But what I hope to accomplish is the scrutiny that has been brought to bear in the case of whatever happened in Parkland, on, and the kind of attention that's been brought on the Broward County Sheriff's Department, and the way that they obviously failed on many levels. And it gets to a policy issue, and it changed. There are several articles that I've seen. I mentioned the Conservative Treehouse article yesterday about how the Broward Sheriff's Office had a policy change after a shift, maybe you could call it, after Sheriff Scott Israel was elected, and to kind of doctor their numbers at the least, you know, at a minimum to doctor the numbers in the county. They basically started ignoring, for all practical purposes, teen mischief and warning signs of things like, you know, what allegedly happened on February 14th down in Parkland, Florida. In other words, when deputies were called out to respond to something that involved teens, they more often than not, they shifted to a policy of not reporting things, and basically, you know, given it the Vegas dealer treatment, nope, ship shape, everything's fine here. And so that is one of the glaring oversights and I would even argue it's worse. It's more nefarious than that. I think there was a more nefarious motive in doing that. And I think that Sheriff Israel probably had help from federal agencies, if you know what I mean, in doing that. So the fact that this thing in Parkland happened, the Fort Lauderdale airport incident is in Broward County Sheriff's jurisdiction, so to speak, and that happened, you know, he seems to be very opportunistic when it comes to crisis. He's a Rahm Emanuel, arsonist type guy. So to have the focus brought and the attention and the scrutiny brought that, for example, Richard Corcoran, Florida House Speaker, brought, I think it's wonderful. This is what should be happening in a very sensible, level-headed fashion. When he sends a letter on Sunday with 73 other signatories, that's what should be happening. You know, not being bullied and cowed by snot-nosed kids who are screaming at America. Where are the parents? You know? Which reminds me, I keep threatening to start a website, spanktheparents.com. You know? Kevin Hogg probably needs a spanking. And David. So the scrutiny that's being brought to bear, that Richard Corcoran kind of really brought to a focus with his letter on Sunday, I think is fantastic. That is what should be happening. We should be looking closer at these things and learning from them. And it seems that a lot of the noise, the manufactured, you know, social terrorism, which is really what it is, the PSYOP terrorism that's happening, it seems to be backfiring. As time goes on, it seems that people are not a fan of being browbeaten. It's much more obvious. You know, David Hogg says, there should be a law against calling me a crisis actor. Really? Because it's awfully weird when they're allegedly shots being fired on campus somewhere. You're standing in a closet while your entire class is out in the classroom talking, and, you know, it's during the light of day, which you can clearly see behind him in the classroom as the class is talking, and David has someone else's cell phone with a light, you know, the cell phone light on next to him while he films himself with his own phone, and is doing that, according to mainstream news reports, as shots are still being fired and calling for legislators to put an end to this. I mean, does that not sound completely staged? You know, and then there's the 932 thing. It's 932. Really? That's odd. You know, the more you look with scrutiny, with even the most, you know, even the most casual observer who wants to adhere to an establishment narrative. It was just Nicholas Cruz. He did it all by himself, even though that's entirely improbable. Read any story. Listen to what James Sneed, who had Nicholas Cruz living in his house, said about Nicholas Cruz. Listen to, read the one of the big Sun Sentinel articles about who Nicholas Cruz is, what we know. He's what the psychological field used to call an imbecile, basically. He's mental deficient, what some people would say. A kid who is worried about going to a normal school in Forrest Gump fashion, eighth, ninth grade, he's saying, I just want to go to a normal school. I want to go to a regular school like everybody else. This is supposedly the person who pulled off a Jason Bourne super spy run in 7 minutes, shoot the place up, you know, change your clothes, change back out, walk out cool as a cucumber, blend in like Jason Bourne. I mean, are you kidding me? Not possible. Not possible. But even those who want to stick to that kind of ridiculous scenario, it gets more ridiculous all the time to suspend disbelief. Remember the whole, you know, the loosely attributed quote or phrase, you know, the bigger the lie, the more believable, suspension of disbelief. And since most people, A, don't know what suspension of disbelief is, and B, are marinating in it all day long with all of the propaganda that they receive through movies and television and everything, you know, these kind of the softening agents for the conditioning and the washing of the mind, you know, the movies and television that give you implausible, improbable scenarios, and your mind says, you know what? I mean, your conscience, the guard of your mind that says that's not possible, and you're still sitting there, so your mind says, you know what? I think I'm going to check out for a minute. I'm going to go get a sandwich. Let me know when this is over, because, you know, obviously you want to try to enjoy this and not have me shouting, not possible, not possible, not possible, the whole time you're trying to watch. So I'm just going to check out. That's suspension of disbelief. And that's really, we kind of, we're marinating in that constantly. And then you come to a situation like Parkland and you hear the implausible, the improbable. Hey, it must have happened. That's what happens. And it does strange things to your mind. It warps your mind. It warps your thinking. That's an aside. But even folks trying to stick to the establishment narrative are looking with greater scrutiny and seeing there's something desperately wrong with the situation, which is why social media platforms and even other platforms are attacking anyone critical of the establishment narrative. Apparently, one of the latest casualties of this censorship war is Richie from Boston's main channel. And, you know, there are others. My Parkland playlist, my and I probably shouldn't even say anything because you perhaps recall that I mentioned that two of my playlists for the Las Vegas incident disappeared, along with obviously numerous videos. But so far, my first 2018-2-14 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School incident playlist hasn't disappeared entirely, but obviously a number of the videos have been deleted, as entire channels like Urban Moving, Charles Walton, Richie from Boston are getting scrubbed. And I mentioned that thousands of certain videos are disappearing. For example, the David Hogg can't get his lines right video that seems to have been leaked from inside. There's speculation on that, you know, because how else do you get something like that? But videos like that are disappearing all over the place. Why? Why do we not want to record history? I mean, it's an obvious question. It's the unpersoning, the Orwellian unpersoning of historical facts and events. Why would you want to do that? I ask rhetorically. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Weird stuff is happening all the time, every day. It's getting weirder and weirder. The full court press, and these people are not joking. I went to a talk last week. I guess there's another one. It's Tuesday again. Good grief. Anyway, Batman / Christian Grey / Bruce Wayne, so he would style himself. Mike Gogan, he's just a philanthropist. Yeah, he's a schleppy sales guy. That's what he is. You know, look into that lawsuit. How is Miss Baptiste? How's she doing? Christian Grey / Batman. The talk was on CRISPR technology and how, you know what, the genie's out of the bottle and, what are you going to do? Can't put the genie back in the bottle, so we're going to start, you know, we might destroy humanity. We might destroy mankind, but, what do you do? What do you do? We're going to tinker with stuff. They want to tinker. So he's talking about CRISPR technology And, you know, what I found provocative and peculiar about the talk was how he kept saying, you know, I just want to give you information so that, you know, when the time comes to vote on something or whatever, you know, that you don't just get a soundbite, you don't get like one sentence and go, oh, that's horrible. So what would the local people be voting on? That's interesting, isn't it? You know, this is a guy who's been in a very fortuitous position in a number of times, particularly through his involvement in Sequoia Capital. You know, again, a Forrest Gump of a different nature, the Forrest Gump that just happens to be at the right place at the right time. And all of these ventures happens to be the guy that's, you know, one of the point people that spots these golden opportunities. I mean, it's just, again, statistically improbable to be that lucky. Anyway, talking about CRISPR technology, and then, you know, more videos. There's the video that In Truth by Grace just did recently. And I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but, you know, that video about the same subject matter, you know? I mean, these people, remember what Richard Seed said? Hey, we're going to become gods, and if you try to get in our way, there's going to be trouble. You kill me, I kill you, which is a weird turn of phrase. Who says that, you know? First I'll kill myself, then I'll kill you. Problem with the logic there. I don't know, maybe it's me. Anyway, same discussion. So this technology and humankind series that I attended one of the talks, this guy, Mike Gogan, what is he talking about? He's talking about the CRISPR technology, and this is from the description of the talk. It says, which is still posted online, it says, Michael believes that recent technology breakthroughs have brought us to what is perhaps the most promising yet perilous inflection point in human history. And he explains how advances in computing, DNA sequencing, and the newly discovered precise gene editing technology called CRISPR-Cas9 have combined to suddenly give us the awesome power to permanently alter the programming, quote-unquote, of life itself, including our own species. The promise of improving the plight of humanity with this technology, for example, the permanent elimination of our most terrible diseases, such as cancer, by essentially tinkering with human evolution, quote unquote, is nearly limitless. Yet so too are the perils if misused. The genie is out of the bottle. On which path will it lead us? Well, see, the problem with this goofy nonsense is that mankind is flawed. We suffer from, you know, and this is kind of part of what they think they can fix, quote unquote, the genetic flaw of sin. Man cannot do anything perfect or perfectly good of his own volition. It's not possible. It never has been, never will be. So you have to set that issue aside to even entertain this fanciful nonsense. I digress. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Good morning. Once again, welcome back. Bottom of the first hour this Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. You know, weird things are happening. Here's a weird thing that is happening right now to me this morning. When I signed on, you know, I use Skype. That's probably going to change. Maybe we'll go to Discord or Twitch or something. I just have an aversion to like a gaming platform as a broadcasting medium or whatever. Anyway, that aversion will have to be set aside. So we sign on. I say good morning. I type good morning on Skype, and suddenly my whole little panel that lets me type goes away, and all I'm left with in Windows 10 is the little box that shows me that we're connected. That's all I have. Where did the big box that I can type in, where did that go? That's never happened before. That's odd. So, you know, lots of weird things. So many weird things are happening all the time these days, and more all the time, that it's hard to keep up and mention them all. Here's another weird thing. And may I encourage you, if you're in the Dallas area or will be around March 18th, may I encourage you maybe to make other plans if possible. Larkin, Texas shared with me this morning this post: City of Dallas mass casualty incident full-scale exercise. City of Dallas OEM, in conjunction with The Majestic Theater. Speaking of mind control, The Majestic. Will they have the Majestic 12 there? That'll be fun. Dallas Fire Rescue, Dallas Police Department, and area hospitals. Maybe that's the Majestic 12. Just kidding. Would like to invite you to participate in our MCI full-scale exercise. All ages welcome to participate. You can't make it up. At the Majestic Theater. I mean, I am really kind of beyond words. It's just staggeringly astonishing. Unbelievable. Look up CIA mind control if you're not familiar. very, very interesting. So, and all the accidents that, just happened to occur. Frank Olson being probably the biggest, kind of the Vince Foster, so to speak, of, the MK Ultra accidents, which, by the way, is kind of, you would think is why the FBI and CIA, all of the federal agencies, all the alphabet soups, are doing families a favor and cremating bodies before they send them back so that they can't be exhumed later only to discover that, the coroner who performed the autopsy was probably an inside guy, kind of like Las Vegas when you have Las Vegas Metro Police guarding both sides of the coroner's office and a new different coroner shipped in from who knows where. So you have LVMPD guarding both sides of the coroner's office. Meanwhile, Stephen Paddock's Mesquite home, Mesquite, Nevada, is broken into, or just kind of walked into, actually, because no one's there. And, no one's guarding, a crime scene or one of the crime scenes, but we have to guard the coroner's office because someone might want to break in and steal a dead guy. So Frank Olson's accident. Turns out maybe it wasn't an accident. Huh, that's interesting. The trauma that killed him when he jumped, committed suicide. Turns out it was probably, the trauma was committed from the other side, the front. Maybe someone, fatally wounded him and threw him over the balcony. Do you think it's possible? Anyway, this is the kind of stuff that's happening. So the Majestic Theater will play host to the latest round of trauma-based mind control that hopefully won't be a drill that goes live. Maybe Patrick Pelley will show up. Well, we just happened to be there. Remember the Charlie Hebdo thing? I was there for that too. But then, and then this happens, and I just happened to be here for this too. And we just happened, as fate would have it, to be doing a drill. Man, Patrick Pelley, you are, man. Another Forrest Gump. Everywhere he goes, these amazing events happen. So anyway, the Majestic Theater. Unbelievable. Well, just if you're not familiar, look it up. I won't jump off on that tangent, but it's very provocative. Once you get into the, the MK Ultra Monarch Majestic crap, you start digging into it. It's very ironic that they would be hosting a mass casualty full-scale exercise at the Majestic Theater. This is so beyond weird. Show anyone who doesn't know, go to Homeland Security's Center for Domestic Preparedness, cdp.dhs.gov. Look up the RPAs. What is the title of that page? I forget. You know, DHS does Hollywood style, you know, preparation where they have their trailers with the moulage and stuff, which, you know, Ole Damegard points out every time there's one of these incidents, you always have like a DHS trailer on scene. You know, you have the little white unmarked trailers, or as I believe in the case of Parkland, Florida, there is footage. Fox showed some, and there were some other outlets that showed the Walmart, one of those big 53-foot Walmart tractor trailer setups that's behind the caution tape. And Walmart's literally across the street from the school. Why is there a giant semi-truck or a trailer at the school? It's a tractor and a trailer. Why is it there behind the tape? What's going on there? It's kind of odd. You know, ask anyone. Do you think that's strange? DHS, CDP, role player actors, RPAs. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Role players offer real-world training experience. And the first picture of the five images that are shown at the top of the page in a slider, role player actors, RPAs, often use moulage to create wounds and other injuries using stage makeup and molds. Show anyone this. Have them look at it. Any normal person will say, "What? This is really bizarre." They really do that? Yeah. The Center for Domestic Preparedness is one of their crowning achievements, you know, that they can do this. And I'm sure that the CDP folks and their RPAs will be on scene down there in Dallas at the Majestic, Mind Control, Monarch, MK Ultra Theater. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is so, so strange. So getting back, I just want to get back real quick to the point, you know, when folks ask, what do you hope to accomplish? I hope that people will look with greater scrutiny and we will get our feet planted firmly on the ground and start challenging the, you know, go along to get along sort of mindset. In Parkland, for example, you know, these kids shouting at people. I don't understand why adults are tolerating this, you know, and it's so ridiculous. The most cursory examination of what has happened clearly evinces a design to manufacture a narrative. So for CNN to manufacture a narrative and then yell and bully the American people, saying, you know, how dare you accuse CNN of manufacturing a narrative when they've been caught, as many folks have pointed out, time and time and time and time again, of staging, just entirely manufacturing news footage. And the mainstream press is notorious for that. I mean, the white helmets, you know, what do you call them? You know, look at what Vanessa Bealey and Eva Bartlett and folks like them are reporting on these kinds of folks. I don't even know how to describe them, but, you know, up for another Oscar, these, you know, the terrorists, basically, the moderate rebels or the humanitarian nonsense. Anyway, there's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of it all, isn't it? Speaking of the humanitarian nonsense, I pointed to something yesterday. Folks have pointed out that I think it was Whitney Webb that included it in her one of her recent articles over at Mint Press. And so speaking of humanitarian relief, for those who don't know, I mean, there's the human trafficking aspect of things. And then, you know, the whole Tina Allen expose and little kids, speaking of little Marco and the littles that Donald Trump refers to, who spells little like that? L-I-D-D-L-E. So you have that, and, you know, that's unfortunate. As some folks have pointed out, we shouldn't be subjected. People shouldn't have to ask questions. They shouldn't have to wonder. They shouldn't have to. It's really awful. But again, I'm reminded of Nesta Webster's words, and I think she put it best in World Revolution, the plot against civilization. That plot, 100 years later after she published her book, that plot is, I mean, it's further down the road. So when she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." This is what these people do. It's you know, it's like not only their go-to move, but, you know, they like to brag about it. Ha ha ha, look how clever we are. Not really. You're just taking advantage of people's simple faith and lack of education, as Nesta Webster aptly put it. So speaking of humanitarian relief, Sir Philip Jones, Chief of Naval Staff, he put it best, you know, in a speech back on July 22nd, 2016, First Sea Lord Admiral Sir Philip Jones, his speech, First Sea Lord's Defense and Security Lecture to the City of London, Rome. And he, in that speech, said, among other things, "The hard punch of military power is often delivered inside the kid glove of humanitarian relief, or the mailed fist of maritime security." Wow. Those are interesting remarks. So humanitarian relief isn't always just like, you know, giving people a, sometimes it's the hard punch of military power cloaked in the, you know, delivered inside the kid glove of humanitarian relief. That's really pretty awful and disgusting. So when, you know, and again, people shouldn't have to ask questions. They should be able to just support a cause they believe, you know, like children's hospitals and things like that. But when you have the Tina Allens of the world working together with children's hospitals and charities and things, and you have, you know, people running down through Haiti that ostensibly, you know, part of a church mission or outreach program, we're saving kids when actually they're kidnapping them in a human trafficking operation. Good night. This world, I mean, and so you start to get a picture of all these things that are going on and the way that these awful, disgusting, despicable people are using people, good, unassuming people, in precisely the fashion that Nesta Webster pointed out. These people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led and how they're being conscripted to evil. You get a grasp of what's really going on. You know, Pizzagate, oh, it's funny, it's not real, but why is Tina Allen writing about it in her book, her children's book? You know, any normal person that reads that stuff and, you know, how is that finding its way out into the American Massage Therapist Association, I think is what it is, the AMTA? Why is that posted on their website, the little kids document for pedophiles? You know, why are pedophile networks working with children's hospitals in, you know, with kids with terminal illnesses? But I digress. So you get a picture of this and you start to see why, in my humble estimation, it's just as simple as saying we're being driven right back to Genesis chapter 6, where every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Speaking of mankind, let's not do that. Let's not go there. Let's turn back. Let's repent of all of this awfulness. Let's restore righteousness and justice and virtue and goodness. Let's do that. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast is Tuesday, February 27, 2018. A lot of clips. A lot of stuff to share. Pam Bondi's appearance on Fox and Friends, for example. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox and Friends. Interesting stuff. We'll give you – we'll play maybe some a few of the clips or at least excerpts of some of them. You know, speaking of Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran and his letter, I read his letter yesterday, most of it. He was on Tucker Carlson last night. That's interesting. So, you know, again, getting back to the point from the first hour, what is the purpose? The purpose is exactly what seems to be happening. Listening to Attorney General Pam Bondi, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, speak on Fox and Friends. That's what should be happening. You know, them asking, you know, the Fox and Friends hosts, was there a stand down order? She says, I can't talk about that. Well, that's interesting. Was there more than one deputy on the scene, not just Scott Peterson? Yes. Well, then why weren't they going in? Why did Coral Springs officers show up and Broward deputies didn't follow them in, let alone go in themselves? Why was the building not properly secured? Why didn't they establish a proper perimeter? Unbelievable. Shocking stuff. You know, and then there are all of these weird leaks. You know, when kids, when students are interviewed and say things like, well, you know, when the reporter asks, so you, are you saying that there was more than one shooter? Oh, yeah. You believe there was more than one shooter? Yeah. You know, and this student, I forget, not sure what her name is, but the one who said when we were filing out, you know, bodies and the guns that the army was piling up, the army and the teacher who was interviewed by ABC this weekend, William Craddock posted that, and a number of other folks posted the video of her saying, you know, when I looked out and saw the shooter 20 feet down the hall spraying the hall with bullets, I thought, that's interesting, what are the police doing here? A teacher. Interesting questions. Questions. So the kind of scrutiny that folks like Richard Corcoran, Florida House Speaker, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi are bringing, that kind of scrutiny needs to be brought to bear. And this stuff needs to come to an end. All of these drills, the Dallas stuff, Dallas should kick these people out. But, you know, it's the Majestic Theater after all, so. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.